American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowden.
Podcasting live from the mostly groovy studios of Dog. I bring you the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, captain you through this ship. I got Nick Ramirez in the studio with
me. Nice opening.
Thank you, sir. We've also got the Doctors of Feel Good who are going to rock you out.
Yeah.
So are you ready for this? You be the getcha get down.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
The watery studios of Dog.
Awesome. Surfing it. That was dope.
Mostly.
Damn it, don't interrupt my roll.
That was beautiful. I thought I was rolling with you. That's my job, bro.
Yeah.
We roll together.
You made me pause.
It was beautiful.
It's all right. Hi, everybody. It's a beautiful, beautiful night in Reno.
Fuck yeah.
The past week or two, even despite the light showers of the weekend and throughout the week, it's still damn nice because those aren't winter cold, like, gonna, like, melt like acid through to your bones with their cold sense. No, this is nice rain that doesn't soak through your hoodie. It's really nice. So I hope you've been enjoying Reno. I certainly have. It's the groovy sounds of the worst.
You can go out at night with just a sweatshirt.
You know, in addition to Don and Mike and the Howard Stern, really one of my greatest inspirations in podcasting and fake radio broadcasting was, in fact, the Venus Flytrap on WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with the character or the show, but that was the greatest radio TV show, including news radio. I'm sorry, but WKRP in Cincinnati was much better.
Kicks its ass.
Way.
Absolutely.
And, way. And what was the one flaw?
Fever.
What was the one flaw?
The turkeys?
No, clearly.
That was awesome. That was the best show.
I mean, on the whole show, from beginning to end, what was the one flaw with WKRP in Cincinnati?
Lonnie Anderson never took her top off.
That also, again, good answer, but not what I'm looking for. They never wore headphones.
Wow.
Oh.
It was something I didn't notice as a kid, but now you watch it and you're like, how the fuck does someone DJ without headphones on?
Well,
that's a really good point.
Especially back then, but maybe they have monitors.
No.
Back in those days, it would get in the mic.
It was so simpler than that.
It's just like what we're doing now, or what you see Howard Stern doing, or what you see any other radio people doing.
You have to have headphones.
I don't know if that's true.
Hey, fake radio listeners, chime in. Let us know what you think on the Facebook feed that none of you ever comment
on. Nick also likes shit.
How dare you?
He saw Gigi Allen and got a hard on once.
Me? Who are you talking about?
How dare you, Uncle Nick?
I'm just saying.
It wasn't Gigi Allen.
I just said he. If you'd like to take that as you, maybe that's a guilty conscience.
No. No.
Oh, I just suck his dick.
God damn it, old Nick.
What'd you guys do in Reno this past weekend? Anybody? Like, there's a lot of shit happening in Reno this
Sculpture
past
Fest.
Week.
Yeah.
Sculpture Fest. Fucking A.
Did anybody get paid at Sculpture Fest? I saw a band who played down there. My first question was, did you get paid? And they said yes.
Actually, you know
what? Right.
I did, in fact, get a message from the organizers that I was not only getting paid for this year, but getting paid for my efforts last year.
Exactly. We have to retract our shit-talking on Eric from last podcast episode.
Honestly, abso-fucking-lutely.
Eric came through.
He might be a slacker. And it might take 365,
but he does fucking pay.
I really do want to go on the record and say that Eric is a man of his word.
Yes!
All right.
I really do.
Good job, Eric.
Eric, you fucking ginger.
It's been fun giving him shit for the past year, but he's a good friend of mine. No, we love you. He does come. And hey, and I get it. Funding and foundations and sponsors, shit's crazy and complicated. Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming through on your word, brother.
That is so awesome.
Should have kept your word, Brian. And he did. He's like, here's your shit.
Face!
Face faggot!
Okay. Hey, that was Rigorous Proof?
No, that's that was the now defunct Karma.
Oh, damn it.
Face faggot!
Got to see Rigorous Proof with some of their new songs.
I am wearing a Rigorous
EP.
Proof t-shirt, though, right now.
At the Sculpture Fest on Saturday, and they put on quite the good set. Ending... Not quite in the rain, but after the rain with
Purple Rain.
Oh,
they did.
Cool. I saw them Friday.
Oh, what was their version of Purple Rain like?
At the Saint.
Dude, I bet they would rock that.
Oh, they nailed it. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Johnny nails the guitar solos there. Like, good time. Really good time.
Johnny's the man.
I know. You guys saw the Sculpture Fest? You had a good time? When were you there? Friday or Saturday?
I went down Friday.
The opening ceremonies.
And then Saturday afternoon, I was down there for a quick minute.
Who was on stage when you were there? Nobody?
I didn't even go over to the stage. I was meeting up with someone away from the music.
Okay. Like by the kid zone in the back area?
Yeah, and then I was down over by Riverfest.
There's also that, which is pretty bitchin'.
Yeah. That's more where I was. Yeah. I was cooking, though. I was.
Were you playing at Riverfest?
No, I was cooking at Java.
Are you sure you weren't cooking meth?
No,
you were cooking in Java Jungle.
What's wrong with meth?
Like actually cooking coffee? Like,
no, dude, I was, you know, I'm playing pestos and pestos.
Nice. Oh yeah,
and
with
sandwiches.
Meth in it.
God damn it! What's your obsession with meth?
No, but there is something just as addictive.
It's been so long.
I won't reveal my secret because a good chef never reveals his secret. But
you're damn right.
You're cooking in the back of Java Jungle?
It's like the magician showing you how to trick stuff.
I work nights, so you guys come.
Oh, nights. So on Sunday morning when they get me a bagel, it's not you making it hot.
It's never me. Okay. It's never me. I would never fuck up.
Weekday nights.
What are you sprinkling, crack on that stuff?
Dude, like I said, a good chef never reveals
his mama always said, put a little bit of yourself into everything you make, so he might spit on everything.
It's sterile, yeah.
Pee is sterile, thank you.
It is.
Totally. Secretly, we've peed on the tops of all of your beers. I'm all about drinking pee.
Also,
safety first.
I went
The quiet but lovely Sierra just set her beer down very cautiously.
In addition to the band, we have
Sierra,
one of our hot girlfriends.
She didn't want me to mention her. She's just here to take photographs and document the show as a journalist.
Oh,
she's
cool.
She's here like a fly on the wall.
There she is. We're looking at her.
And now you all know it in radio.
And now, you and the audience look at her, too. Now they're all looking at you.
Eight people are now listening to you not talk while the rest of us do.
Wow, girl, you look like a squirter.
You
Chewy!
Pipe down. That is not.
That is rude. That is very rude.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Go back to your bricklaying in the mine with the boys.
Overrated.
Elko.
I wonder what Chewy's doing this week.
I'm going to rescue this segment.
I have one. Naked college chicks.
Oh, wait, you have something?
Yeah, I went up to Lake Tahoe and saw
totally different?
El Burrito. Yeah, what we did this weekend.
The El Burrito!
Yeah! Skateboarding contest.
Big skate contest.
Indoor skate park on South Shore. And they had a big contest, and a bunch of punk bands played, and Mikey played that night, too, at the after party.
They got started about around the same time, or about a year after we did, correct?
They're 3 years now. This
three
is
years,
third,
all right, but they're
year.
They're a good long-time runner here in
yeah,
the
Yeah, they
scene.
Were, first year, I think they called in on the podcast.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
We've gone the last 2 years. It's awesome.
Goddamn right.
So you never make it up there to Tahoe for the El Burrito.
It's a really good
great
local skate fest.
Skate contest and punk rock show. It's rad. And M Section was there from Santa Rosa. Do you remember them from Mary Anarchy?
Yes.
They kicked ass.
At Chris, just this
they
past
just
winter?
Smoked.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just smokers, dude.
Fucking
so fucking good. Go check out M Section as well.
You need to make something happen with them on town
and
on
beer
a Monday.
And Beer Can is cool, too. But.
So they can be on the podcast and then play a show.
Yeah,
but anyway,
absolutely.
I was going to... Rick, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, fuck
weekend?
Yeah, I do.
Of course you do.
I spent the whole weekend recording the Vague Choir.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, I saw the pictures. That's cool.
Yeah, holy shit. I didn't know there were pictures. There's pictures?
Did I look they, were, they were posting pictures.
Mark
yeah.
chronicles his recording life as often as some people masturbate.
I probably looked at whenever there's a picture of me, I'm like...
Jason puts...
Danny, you guys know Mark Ernest?
No,
I don't think so.
Long time Reno musician, good
singer.
Oh
no, I
do
know Mark. I do know him. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I didn't know that his last name was pronounced like that.
Yes, Ernest.
Yes.
Did you think it was like Ernest?
Not that it was
the short, dark hair, kind of stocky dude.
I know that fella. Yeah,
beautiful singer.
He's great.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I seen him get down. I think at the Hideout, if I'm not mistaken.
Very likely. Yes.
Got down at
like
the Hideout.
Punk rock soul, like falling on the ground, like screaming while people are throwing beer on him. Soul singing.
Damn.
First time I saw him was with a band called shit with Penny.
Oh, you mean vitriolics.
The vitriolics. At the
like, I don't know what you're
jazz
talking
club
about.
On 4th Street, which is now Lincoln Lounge. And I walk in, and they're singing Gloria. And, I mean, literally, Mark is falling all over himself. This underage Penny, who's totally faking like she's
Black,
over
what?
21, is like, banging away on the bass.
Blackie from Flesh Hammers
is nailing it on the guitar. I don't even remember who the drummer was, frankly. I'm sorry.
So they were kind of like...
No, it was fucking Dean. Dean was the goddamn drummer. Yeah, Dean, who's been on the podcast in our second year.
That goddamn drummer.
Right. Dude, like, that was a fucking phenomenal band.
Yeah, they were really good.
But that was Mark. That's who Mark Ernest is.
Those are the Roots days.
So now that I think about it, I think I'm someone different. I think I'm thinking of Mark Emerson.
Oh.
That would be pronounced different than Ernest.
Totally different.
So.
All right.
Well, Vague Choir is a band you guys should listen to the show's past episodes.
Yeah, you can
look
that up.
Not just you here in the studio, but also you here listening. If you're not aware who we're talking about. Vague Choir, really making great music in Reno for quite some time now.
Absolutely.
So yeah, all, started, most of this century.
Very cool
band.
It's
a 10-song album. So
good.
We got all the drum tracks done. And
you should
and
tell them they should have me review it for a publication
thing. I'm going to make sure that we don't hate it first, and then I'll get excited.
No, I don't care. Just tell them I should review it. I don't care if you hate
it's
it
gonna
or not.
It's going
to
be great. It's gonna be
I
great.
Like to review shit cans of albums.
No.
Gives me something else because there's so many talented things, like the band that's about to play a song right now.
Oh, all right. Nice segue.
So the first song should always
so smooth.
First song should blow us away, right?
It should, yes.
I do have a point to my rambling. Set it up. What is this?
So this.
Well, who are you guys? What do you do?
So we're the doctors of feel good, bringing you the most feeling good music in here right now.
Sexually.
Presently.
Friend of the show, Michael Jackson.
Light breaks, we take, we make, our luck and our breaks. Destiny temply, I'm simply pimping, never ending, present bending, love is sinning, beginning, winning, lately sitting while the world is spinning, neatly offending, where we're rightly pretending, we're only offending what you are living, so the sun is shining while we are grinding, steady lining, pockets are finding, and what we are finding is the truth is binding, and we are timing, steady defining, love and kinding is just our time, it's just our rhyme, just our time, it's just our rhyme.
Falls out from the sky. It fills me and I see.
what we call the past into the present. But I'm just a peasant, cause I'm just a man, and it's just a plan, it's just a plan. We hesitate, can't debate, want to wait, tempting fate, tempting time. But what we find is we are blind, and we are kind, and we are mean, and we are seen. But we'd lost when we pay the cost, and we are cost the truly hate. So we're late, completely wrong, and it's been long. It's so cold, in the fog, in the rain, so much pain that we can't explain what we feel or what we think, so we just blink. At the light, we have no fight, we make it our plight, and it's just a night.
A star falls out from the sky, it fills me and I seem to understand the reason why we're here. A star falls out from the sky, it fills me and I seem to understand the reason why we're here.
We stare at the light.
Awesome, you little whore.
Whoa.
Oh, was that?
Take it easy. That's your daughter.
Was that my outside voice? No, but I gotta say, Sean, my man, you're a poet after my own heart, brother.
Thank you.
Do you guys write your own lyrics, or does one person write them and the other one sings?
We write our own lyrics.
And you just combine the collab. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. So you too as well. He's a poet after my own heart.
Yeah, I would never call myself a poet. I would just say that my lyrics are more my thoughts. You know,
a little more ethereal.
Yeah, it's a little more ethereal. I don't too much like Sean's doing poet shit. Like,
yeah, he's laying down some fucking pronunciation, word changes, and puns, the slide rhymes and shit that I'm appreciating.
I don't even know what all that stuff means.
Oh, I do. I analyze everything way too fucking much. No, you're throwing
words
out some
and words
good
and
shit.
Words.
Yeah, you're throwing out good fucking shit there. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
Dude, crazy. You got this keyboard action.
You got this reverse. Yeah, exactly. Pardon me, my throat. There's a frog trying to escape. You guys have this reverse doors thing going on. It's a bass, drums, and keyboard as opposed to guitar.
Yeah.
And it's smooth. That's nice.
Yeah,
that's
it was.
Cool.
It felt.
And that's a. That's
kind
how
of brooding like a thunderstorm
15,
or something.
Six?
Yeah, kinda it's close. That's exactly. It's funny that you said that because when I saw this song happen, that's exactly how it started out. Is with a thunderstorm, and it's what I saw in the thunderstorm that this came from.
Yeah,
that's way darker than like.
Yeah, no, that's
came
nice.
Out and was
that's
like,
super.
He's like, I got this dark song, and he started playing it. And
it's dark, but it's not overwhelming.
No. Yeah.
You know, like it's a transient dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Make me want to take acid.
That's what we were going for, actually.
Well, Chewy, that already happened, brother. Yeah. That's some good shit. How long have you guys been playing in Reno?
We had our first gig, I want to say it was December 6th at the Jungle.
Mm.
Yeah.
Seems
yeah.
about been right, a band yeah. since right. December, since the new year.
Same lineup?
Yeah, minus one person.
We had
minus
two horns, people, actually.
Minus two. Really? Yeah, we had you were a much larger production.
We had a saxophonist.
And a flute. That
and
was
an
flutist. Yeah, a flutist. A flute player.
So you're the kind of band that would be open for, you know, a good friend collab, just stepping in and occasionally becoming a part of it, and then maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have some that. Tunes that are definitely fit for other people to just jump right on in there. You
we
know,
have a couple.
Some of them are like opuses, you know, that... We would be rehearsed, but other
you got to learn it where it goes.
Yeah, you have to learn it. Learn where. Learn the tune first.
Learn the breaks. Yeah,
dude. There's
follow
some
the changes.
There's like funkiness and this jazz influence, but at the same time, there's that beatnik coffee shop kind of feel
yeah.
to it. I think it's appropriate that the Jungle was your first gig.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
completely. Yeah. I mean, you know, Rick, you've been my road dog in the poetry world for so many years. Like, how many times would I have wanted such a cool fucking musical backing for
yeah.
the,
or at least some asshole with bongos? I mean, come on.
Say, no, yeah, really.
Which I have also done.
And so I became that asshole with bongos for myself.
Nice. Nice.
No, that's really tight. And I'm not to call you out a little bit, but like I am also a man who's not afraid to just read my shit that I've written off of something, as opposed to trying to pretend I'm all freestyle with something the whole band has created.
Well, that's the problem, is like a lot of our songs I do end up freestyling on.
Yeah.
So we wanted to be kind of...
Oh, so you're just trying to like sport for the show.
Yeah, because we kind of jam out and get lost in the song sometimes.
No,
yeah.
Dude, do it.
Dude,
bring
Sean
it.
Sean does.
Yeah, we
no,
have a very
really.
Open feel
like,
to it, though.
So I
mean,
like, today I don't want to mess like...
They might
want to
have
or...
the drummer in the room for that.
Hey, as something that you just like dropped out and I guess like freestyled without editing today, that's some good shit.
No, yeah, I wrote it specifically. Like, I need to write lyrics for these instead of making them up. It's kind of stressful.
Wait,
single show.
In the long run, if you want to like record stuff, have people like your songs and
yeah,
come to
yeah,
see
they
songs.
Need to be the same song every time.
Yeah.
I mean, the band can do that. Why can't
well, see,
you,
the thing is,
literary
I like that,
motherfucker?
I think that when you do something like this, they more get the song experience. But when they play a show, they're more getting like the live experience.
Yeah,
you know? I think that
what's
that's
ever going on at that moment.
Do you wear costumes?
We're
all
shows?
Characters, you know. Like Eli is. A
you, no, you are very.
You know. Like,
no, yeah, I mean, I can't say anything for the drummer, up, but they don't so. Count anyway. But you guys are all very expressive in your body postures while you're playing music, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And like, drummers don't count. They're always in motion.
No,
they have no, they have no posture. They have no personality, whatever. Like
they
Nick
don't
here.
Care what we think
how
here.
Dare you? I started out a guitarist anyway, so.
Adrian is just pretty much a beard with moving
I'm just
sticks
a big bearded
arms.
Baby.
Who has great suggestions.
not unlike a Tasmanian devil or Cousin It on meth.
Tasmanian devil, I think.
An animal from the Muppet Show?
Yeah.
He wishes. I love you, Adrian. You're way on the way to becoming animal, I think.
But no, hey, that's
animals
a
shredder.
That's a high watermark that you got to work to. Yeah, animal's a ripper for sure.
Okay. It's like Beatus, get his jaw bottom.
Cookie Monster.
It's hard. Hey, why don't we have another song?
Yeah, let's just jump in. Like I like you, Dig. Like you guys are new. People don't know you. Let's try to cram as many songs as we can.
This next tune is called "Spent." For those who like song titles,
thank you, sir. I do.
That last one was "Obsidian Castle."
Take two.
She's got me spit, she's got me bit. Back, friends since high school. She was intelligent, and I was no fool. She was beautiful, played it so cool. A nice nice girl, but so cruel. A trail of broken hearts left in her wake. She was my homegirl, never my mistake. I must have been a twist of fate for us to cross the line. Apathy, I couldn't think, soon her heart was mine. Now things are not the same, all we got is blame. And I'm stuck thinking, it's a goddamn shame. Cause she's got me bent, she's got me bent.
Funky.
Oh, see, now you're all just like freestyling better than I can fucking write. Whatever. But I gotta say, the sexiest thing that just happened there was the way you fully pronounced the word resignation. I don't know if that was on purpose or not, but like, dude, that is like exactly accurately correct. And
I try to announce every word.
I got a little chub, man. I'm a bit of a linguistic nerd. I just made Sean really uncomfortable.
You're going to have to try harder for that.
All right.
I could do it. I got to come in the room, though.
Hey, could,
never mind.
Could I make it more uncomfortable if I said you were getting all young MC and shit?
Yeah.
You belie your age, my friend. No, that's some good music. That's good music to like take your girl and boy out and go dancing.
Yeah,
to.
Exactly.
That's good dancing.
Like, one of the things I'm really jealous about our grand
original music to take your girl boy out dancing to.
Exactly.
That's what we're aiming to please. We're aiming to please.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys do any covers or is it all originals? All
we
the
do
time?
Some covers.
Occasionally.
We do some covers.
On occasion.
I'm not asking you to today. Don't play all originals today. But at your shows, you know.
Yeah. If
the mood warrants it.
When do we play covers?
Like, a lot of times we don't plan for it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something comes up and you just.
Like
fall
one
into
show
it.
We totally did. We did Billie Jean.
Yeah, without ever.
And
you
just
and
fell into
never,
it.
Yeah, like, I don't know how it happened, and everyone was like, that was really cool.
Did you throw a rap into it, or were you singing?
Yeah, like.
Dude, he was rapping over
it. Yeah, we rapped over it. We were singing it. Dude, we were just doing the drums. Yeah,
we were just doing it.
Well, because Michael Jackson does know the entire like library of Michael Jackson songs.
I do. I can like start out at any song without the vocals and be like, "Oh, that was that, and it was released in that, and he was going through that." You know,
dude, can you do like what was that? What was that show, Rick? Name that tune. Can you do like Michael Jackson name that tune within like four notes kind of thing?
I think I can. I think I can. I'm pretty sure I can. I played this thing where
I had to beat the DJ.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can if we tried. I could beat the DJ. I could beat the computer.
I would want to set. I would be interested in setting up this challenge for a future date as a promotional scheme.
Boom. Now you have to do it,
dude. And you and like we will be the quiz masters of stuff, and you will be the testee of how deep is your knowledge of Michael Jackson music.
That'd be awesome. I think I would.
How
beat
many
you guys.
Notes? How many notes do we have to play for you before you can recognize?
Before
this?
I can recognize,
and we
tune.
Will play the radio track of the song, not like a MIDI file or any. Bullshit like that. Yeah.
I know it when my finger goes up, it's uncontrollable like this. It's just like information. And then it just goes.
Now, if we gave you the title of a song, could you then accurately sing the song without any music?
Without any music.
Okay, wait. So what about this?
Oh, well, that's easy, Rick.
Yeah. I couldn't hit the pause fast
that was
enough.
Easy. That was easy. So, ladies and gentlemen, that came out in 1981, 1982.
Damn right.
Thriller track number 6, Human Nature.
And like I was saying before the show.
Wrote by Rod Temperton.
Everything except like Thriller and Beat It and the big hits are all about getting, all of Michael Jackson's library is about getting it on, laying it down by the fire.
Well, that's because he had Quincy Jones on the scene.
And, right. You know, we know about Quincy, but we don't know about Quincy. Yeah. But it's all about laying her down by the fire.
You ought to ask Tupac.
I'd like to know about Rashida Jones. That's my girl right there.
Damn.
I would leave
the Jones family alone.
I'm just
going to
say.
Die around those girls. Like, I wouldn't too much
scary. Yeah.
Just in case she ever listens to this.
And it's not like Quincy's never fallen down the rabbit hole.
No.
On the other side of the looking glass, you know what I'm saying?
Right on.
He's an experienced motherfucker.
I don't know a lot about it.
I'm experienced.
Have you ever been experienced?
Right on.
Far out.
So... What do you guys have happening in the future here in Reno? What are your plans? What are your immediate plans? What are your future plans?
Well, we're trying to record, right?
Yeah, we're trying to record. Do you have any
shows lined up where people can throw money in your pockets?
We do. We have a show on I'm not sure if it's July 27th or the 28th. I think it's the 28th at the Jungle Vino where folks can come out and groove down and get some feel-good medicine.
And we're playing June 30th.
Hey, even before that.
At... St. James Infirmary.
No
last,
shit.
Last
nice.
Friday. Right?
You guys
Adrian?
Have been...
June 30th?
Is it June 30th?
Yeah,
the last
June
30th. Friday of June, we will be playing.
You know what? You guys would be a really good band for the setup of the infirmary there. You know, like.
We've played there
groovy,
a couple times.
Groovy, dancey, fun.
Yeah.
And
folks really enjoy our music. They get grooving. They get their booty shaking.
We have a good time. We played there, what, 2 weeks ago on a Thursday?
This June 30th. We do have the gig, but that's a Thursday as well.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
It's a Thursday. Not Friday. It's Thursday. It's summertime. Who cares about the
day? Right. Friday, Thursday, Sunday, Monday. It's all the same.
It's all the same.
Yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They're all Wednesday.
Yeah, the Doctors of Feel Good will also be doing a hip hopper come October, but that's pretty far in advance.
Well, we'll have to talk about that in the future.
Yeah.
But
you were saying something about in August, too?
Yeah, we have so I started a nonprofit, and we're doing a Marvin Gaye concert, which we have Eli on the bass here.
No shit.
Yeah, we're doing a What's Going On, and we're going to benefit the Children's Cabinet and promote arts in their community, and...
Please,
it's going to be a great time.
Please loop us in with this.
Oh, you guys are definitely
like,
coming.
No,
hopefully
the,
you can.
Marvin Gaye's
at Bradley
like,
Ranch. At Bradley
like,
Ranch.
Very nice.
August 6th.
One of the inspirations.
Get
like
a
lightning.
Picnic. Take your lady down.
Take
listen
your lady
to Marvin
out.
Gaye.
Listen to some Marvin Gaye.
Get some ass.
No. See, we're saving the babies, so we can't get ass.
We'll get ass
time.
After
we'll
the
get
show.
Ass after the
no,
show.
But
that's
no,
what
no,
I'm
gotta
saying.
Make new babies to save. Right?
Yeah, we don't do it in public. Babies. That's not sexy. You take them home.
I disagree. After the show, I got this track that I want to throw at you guys. It's some band from like Portland. They got rights to use this recorded vocal track. That never got published, never got produced, and they mixed it in with their stuff they were doing in the early 2000s. forget the name of the band or the song, but you guys would really dig it.
Oh, we have a show June 10th. We're playing.
Ah, June 10th.
Even closer.
We just found this one out. Yeah.
Here's a backwards calendar of the Doctors
Feel Good. It's a fundraiser for veterans and ex-inmates learning how to get back into the job market.
Yeah, back into society and helping them transition, which is very important.
Look up the information.
Yeah, no,
because we don't have to get into it right now, but we all know how people build more prisons than they do universities.
Bing, bang, bong.
You know, and a lot of those cats, they don't know, are educated. And a lot more educated than we would like for them to believe. So it's good that we're doing something to help them transition back, and hopefully we can one day give ex-inmates voters' rights.
Right. Goddamn right.
Because if they're going to incarcerate
people, that's the idea. It's about rehabilitation.
Voters' rights.
It shouldn't be about punishment.
Recently did
that
in a state on the
growing
coast.
People.
I saw that the other day on NPR.
Maryland or?
Some state gave them
back. Might have been Maryland, I think.
Yeah, they ought to. Shit.
Yeah,
especially dudes that get out and straight up, dudes and women. Pardon me, I meant that as a general duder kind of thing.
Right,
but like folks who get out and like straight up and fly right and become
and make something of themselves.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't have that onus of a mistake they made 20 years ago still hanging on them like an albatross.
The name of the charity is called My Journey Home. It's on June 10th. Helps veterans, ex-inmates transition back into society. They provide job training, support groups, and more. And the benefit will be at the Isles Tea Shop at South Center Street, 809 South Center Street.
I love that place. Have you guys been there?
I live around the corner.
They serve high English tea type, but it's not English, it's Irish. But it's English tea. So like what they mean is like you go in and they have like the fucking teapot and like the little cook crackers and shit and like little finger
biscuits,
sandwiches.
Scones and biscuits.
And sandwiches with the crust cut off. And the scones are handmade, homemade. And the tea is, I don't know what the fuck is in it. It's the most delicious tea I've ever had in my life. And the guy that serves it to you wears a fucking skirt. It's pretty awesome.
Where is this?
It's on Center Street.
It looks like a house, right?
It's just a little house, and I went driving by, and I'm like, that looks like
Is it the place that... Like where on Center Street? Where are the cross streets?
It's a big fucking street. It's very near where Maytown Music was.
Is it where the little house on Center Street, or even back in the old days, the Moose was? Is it that house?
I don't know.
Oh, that's Kevin who now owns the Red Rocks Bar.
But yeah, it's in the region of Midtown, but over on Center Street.
Yeah.
I will go search and for it. I live within walking distance of that.
The west side of Center Street. So.
No, that's fantastic. But this event, it's awesome. Not to digress about the venue, but this event sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, we just got the email Sunday. That's why.
Oh, so it's a new
back
thing.
And forth, yeah.
No, but that's
Sunday was yesterday, yeah.
And really, I mean, I don't know. This is one of my like pet projects. I wrote a bunch of papers about it in college like 20 years ago. But the carceral system shouldn't be about punishment. It's about making people better.
What fuck when you're committing
it should offer opportunity.
That's what anybody in America not see fucking Shawshank Redemption? What the hell do you think that goddamn movie was about? Red was here and shit. Well, fuck. You know,
dude, when you're committing a felony, you don't realize that for the rest of your life, there's going to be a checkbox on the job application that says, "Did you commit a felony ever?"
Yeah,
right.
Like, wait, when you're 17, 18,
committing a felony, you're going to be tried for an adult. All you're thinking about is Thursday.
Right.
Exactly. Not 2046.
Right. Exactly. Well, how great this meth feels.
There you go. Again.
Or how it will feel when you get
No, but that's actually legitimate. That's the illness, that's the problem.
It sucks that they have those things such as like heroin and meth in our communities, you know? That shit is really fucking up our brothers and sisters
And it's a shame it gets confused with shit like marijuana and mushrooms.
It is.
Frankly.
It is. The whole system just makes money.
And alcohol is just groovy, right?
Right, alcohol.
never harmed a soul.
The bad decision water.
Again.
Damn, Nick, that's fucked up.
And
salvia is great. Smoke that shit.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of people
in
prison.
I will admit, I have been a fan of a bunch of salvia videos where people just freak out and run out, place glass windows, and break all their shit. Because they trip
be
out.
Selling that at the store.
No, no, right? There's no reason anybody should be
who
doing
watches
that.
Who watches those videos and is like, I want to do that?
No, I watch those videos and frankly feel better about myself, and it's like the Three Stooges.
Yeah, they're pretty bad, man. They're pretty bad.
They don't need PSAs. Just Have people watch those YouTube videos.
Really? Really? Like,
someone's screaming at the top of their lungs for 10 seconds.
We do not need Nancy Reagan and slogans anymore. It is not 1982. It's 2016. Make people watch real shit YouTube videos off of people's own fucking phones that they post all the goddamn time of them being boring, dumb, and lazy because they did drugs and injuring themselves and starting fights with their friends.
Right.
Like, it's like making 12-year-olds babysit 2-year-olds. Best birth control ever. Oh, make God. Little kids not want to have babies because they're a pain in the ass and they get in the way of playing.
There you go. There you go. Just and they stop you from touring.
YouTube
all the time.
Is actually awesome
for a real long time.
For quite a while, unless you want to have a touring baby, which would be pretty cool. Like, if you can successfully have a child.
I don't think you could pull that
tour,
off at like 14.
Hell yeah. Okay.
It's you know, I've known a lot of kids who've grown up like with their folks getting moved and transferred across the country or even across the world, like, you know, jobs, what have you. Yeah, you know, when they get to be an adult, 25 or whatever, frankly, if they make it, they're solid fucking human beings with heads on their shoulders. But it's confusing, stressful, and it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have better chances. Of, really, kids,
a lot of shit comes with knowledge.
Kids need rules and stability. They're pets. Like,
boundaries. Whoa. They need firm boundaries.
They are not pets, Roy.
No. But the rules between teaching kids to be adults and teaching animals to be a part of your home, timely, appropriate, and
Hi, my name is Riku.
Cat. Fucking
consistent.
Consistent. Thank you, sir. You knew where I was going there.
Yeah.
And you know, it's. It's the same mechanism, if not definitely having a lot of the differences in subtlety.
Now I see where you're going with it, but still, like,
until she's 25, she's a goddamn
pet. They do put leashes on
house.
Kids too. You see it with the leash on the
kids. Kids are made to fucking change the television channel and wash my dishes. Because when they get out of my house, they have to know how to do all of that
stuff. I made
stuff.
That joke today in class. I was like, the only reason I'd have kids is so they could, I'd stop cleaning my house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I completely agree with you.
One girl looked at me with like the worst look on her face. I was like, I'm just kidding. You're judging me so harshly right
her
now.
Her mama has said the same thing to her. And it's like the teacher and the mom in a Christmas story going, you'll put shoot your eye out. Dude, you agreed with her mom all of a sudden.
Everyone's
that's what happened
me,
there.
Then it became uncool. Like, he's an adult after all.
Yeah, you seem to be. You're all right. So, is this out? Can we talk about it on the show? You're a teacher in Reno?
Yeah, I'm a teacher.
Dude, Sean is an active artist and musician in the Reno scene, and also your middle school or high school?
Middle school.
Oh, excellent. Those are the worst years.
Right?
No, bless but that, heart, is, sir. That is one of the greatest times to be a teacher of a kid.
If I could have skipped any 2 years of my life.
That's like Marines of teaching.
My worst alcoholism wasn't as bad as middle school. Jesus.
Kids
half of them were alcoholics.
And they're vicious and have no tact or filters and just brain to face. Sometimes accurate, sometimes self-centered.
I like will tell them, like, oh my God, I would have punched someone in the throat right now. Just, man, not like... You know, to them, just
speaking their language.
At people.
When I was in middle school, it was when the Michael Jackson trials were going on. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
He was going through some
that
shit.
That guy? Oh, I've never heard of him.
Yeah, it was every day. It was terrible shit. I had to take a lot for him, you know, just being.
That
was
terrible.
Dude,
that was a terrible time, man.
I went to girls' school through the 80s. It was an altar boy. And let me tell you, I had a sore throat all the time.
So gross, dude.
That subject's actually been covered on a previous podcast. You can check it out.
Can we have a commercial break, Rick?
I think we can.
Hey, right,
thank you.
That inappropriate comment brought to you by.
I'll tell you what, if you need skip tracing, if you need a stakeout, if you need same-day service to anywhere in Churchill, Lyon, Washoe, or any county in Nevada, Reno Carson Messenger has your back, and they're going to get it there same day. Call Jono, call Stephanie, call Phil. They'll get it for you. It's 322-2424, Reno Carson Messenger Service.
What's that website?
RenoCarson.com.
Nice.
song. Right. Bam. Like that. Doing a little behind the scenes there, folks. Welcome back to the podcast.
Do you guys like being monkeys? Dance! Play a song! No, we like you guys. We're going to cram as much music in as possible.
Set free, she floats aimlessly, riding a wave. She's on the edge, enjoying shamelessly the dips and the drops, the highs and the lows. She trips and she stops, goodbye it goes. Just another fit, another hit more. Her mind expands as she begins to explore.
So yeah. I gotta that. Say, with all due respect to all the other guests here tonight, but goddamn MJ, you are really one of the finest vocalists in town right now.
Oh, thank you, man. I really appreciate that.
And really, just to fill everybody in the listening audience in, just a few weeks ago, he was the villain that killed Julia C. Bulette in the brand new opera about Virginia City.
The Big Bonanza.
The Big Bonanza that I got to see just about a month ago or so.
Yeah, it was a little under a month ago.
Yeah. MJ was also the pianist in the Clown Bar last fall at Good Luck Macbeth, as well as appearing on this podcast at least twice before.
At least. I mean,
twice I can say for sure.
Twice for sure.
I think I was at one of them, and one of them I wasn't, right?
Yeah. One of them was Les Mis, where I was with.
That's right. Yeah. You came in with the Les Mis.
Jean Valjean and Les Mis with Tahoe Players.
And hey, Jean Valjean, that's not like.
That's not a pipsqueak role.
That's newsboy number two role. No, that's quite a bit in the spotlight, my friend.
Thank you.
You know, it's been really great being your friend over the last few years and seeing you, like, hit these greater and greater both musical and theatrical accomplishments.
Thank you, man.
But this band, man, this is also something fucking else right up there with all that shit. I got to tell you.
Thank you.
You've assembled some nice Voltron around you.
Yeah, these are some gems right here, man.
With our powers combined.
Yeah, and we all, I don't know how we do it so well, you know, but we just listen really well and I think are very honest with each other. And that music just comes together like butt cheeks, as my father would say.
It's natural.
It's natural, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Butt cheeks come together
like butt cheeks. They do come together.
Like our first.
Hold on.
Is your father still with us?
Yeah, he's still with us.
I believe I would like to know the man just based on that one phrase.
Eli, what were you going to say?
Oh, it's definitely also the personalities in the band.
Yeah.
Like, all these cats, man, we work great together.
To borrow my earlier reference, Voltron-y, yeah, all the different colors.
And it's just so, like, stress-free at rehearsals, at the show, just all the time.
Yeah, we're all committed
people.
Adrian's saying you're all committed. Can you turn them up a little bit, Rick?
Are you talking into your mic?
Sit forward, bitch.
Adrian is very professional.
Drummers are stupid, though.
We're gonna need Adrian.
No,
to
actually,
be a
Adrian
louder
is the one. Adrian's the one I've been communicating with over Facebook. Correct?
Adrian, I
kind of feel dirty. That's awesome. But
Adrian, well, you should every day.
Most recently contacted me today.
True.
I'm like, hey, I'm in your driveway. Nice to
it's
you.
Not my driveway.
That's why.
Owen Roy, now when you're booking
that's
guests,
the cops
you can
here.
Tell them there's a smiley face on the front line.
I have, but frankly, whatever, man. They'll find it.
Oh, I know, but it's new that there's a smiley face on the fucking front
lawn.
Oh,
wait, it's a the smiley face on the lawn. Yeah.
Up front.
Which
made out of
I
rocks.
Would like to say, as of last week, I meant to tell you personally, I meant to say it on the show. I am so happy the smiley face is completed. It's been a long time. Like there was an eyes for months, and then like
which
the edges
ominous.
In the mouth, and just this slow progression. Then one day we showed up, and the smile was there.
It's Evan's fault. Evan just snuck by and put a smiley face on the front lawn, and he owns the house. So
Evan, Evan's the landlord.
You stuck with it.
And now I have to maintain the smiley face.
How bad is it to have a landlord that's kind of a prankster?
That drops by and puts a smiley face on your
and
front
just
lawn.
Fucks
yeah.
with your house with cool shit.
Yeah, la la.
You should turn the smile upside down once in a while.
Well, I was thinking about
or
giving
making
it angry
it
eyebrows. Yeah. Angry eyebrows.
Or some buck teeth or something.
Smiling angry.
Coming together like
all
those
right,
things.
Rick. It's time for a different kind of music.
As you wish, Mr.
Dodd. He was ready. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for my favorite part of the show. The worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask these guys a series of, well, you've heard the show before, rather fucked up questions. And they're going to answer them
for their yes. lives.
And maybe a free sticker. All right, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Yes. Sierra, you're lucky you don't have a microphone. She just fist pumped that. All right. So, Sean.
Yes.
Before you start, Roy.
I would like to point out that you should not let any of your students know about this.
Oh, yeah.
This show.
They wouldn't care.
But they're pretty
tech
savvy.
They're in middle school.
They might care about some of this.
Roy, before you start, may I say something?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, that was a joke. No.
The effing punks streetwear guys gave us some free stuff for prizes. I just forgot to bring them this week. So,
in the future,
the worst
we
little quiz
actually
is sponsored by
have...
effing punks. This next,
all right.
next week.
Thank yes. you, Daniel. Thank you, Daniel effing punk.
I love their shit.
Okay. He's carry on.
All right. Hey, thank you. We have a new... Nick, way to be the sales guy with the new sponsor. Why didn't you tell me?
I know. I should have said something
earlier. Yeah, really?
It's more fun on the air, right?
No.
Listeners are all shaking
not,
their heads.
Not really,
SMH, dude.
This
SMH.
This is the sound of people turning off their computers. All right. Sean, start you out with something easy. In a cross-country road trip buddy movie, who is your celebrity in the car with you?
Celebrity in the car with me?
Movie celebrity in the car. Like, well, you know, or any kind of celebrity. Not regular person. We have a different question about that.
I would probably have to go with Dave Chappelle.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, good answer.
Entertaining,
popular answer.
Entertaining and funny. Or Donald Glover would be the second. Hmm. Comedian.
Oh, Donald Glover,
Donald
not
Glover.
Danny.
Not
yeah.
Danny. No disrespect to Danny Glover.
Not at all. Not at all.
Lethal
fine
Weapon
actor.
Is awesome.
And even, hey, he had a fine career outside of that fucking moneymaker series. MJ, buddy movie road trip, who's in the car with you?
Chris Tucker.
Ooh. Nice.
Chris Tucker is in the car with me. Come on.
Faggot.
Because
whoa,
he,
Riku.
Because MJ thinks he's a sci-fi action hero.
Fifth Element is a super underrated
right.
movie.
I never yeah. got over
that's
Fifth
my
one
favorite
of the great,
movie.
No, that is
that
one of the greatest
movie.
Fucking movies ever. One of the high points of all of their careers.
Right, yeah.
That's great. What do you got,
Eli? Man, if I had to
who's
take
in
a,
the car with you?
Oh, it would be Snoop Dogg.
Oh, damn. Nice. Laying down the base for the gin and the juice.
Yeah,
no, and downstairs with the drums.
I don't know. I'd probably choose Seth Rogen.
That's cool.
Kind of not funny. Surprising, actually. Like you,
Seth Rogen or Joe Rogan.
The rhythm section choices are not surprising here.
I'm totally surprised knowing Adrian. Seth Rogen.
Really? That throws you out? All right. Yeah. All right.
I think for this quiz too, I'm going to let you have both Rogans on that because I want to. Yeah. In my mind, that looks like a funny road trip. You with those
a bit
two
of a threesome.
Yeah, two Rogans and Adrian.
Two Rogans and a Rodriguez.
That's the title of the movie, right there.
Right. All right. I'm going to go back to you, Adrian, right now. When do you go to the bathroom to go number two? If you know what I mean. Open or closed is the door.
I'm more comfortably an open guy, to be honest.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Eli, open or closed door?
Man, I live with my girlfriend, so you know the door is closed.
There you go, sir. There you go. MJ.
Class.
Dude, the door is closed and I'm naked.
Naked.
So you're like
I'm
Superman
naked.
In this Fortress
like
of Solitude.
Yeah, it's like my private time.
Nobody's there.
Sexy, muscular, black guys.
Michael's not muscular, but he might be thinking about
he's
that.
He's pretty good. Throw him out of bed.
for making crackers and crumbs out of the crackers.
Ain't that right, crackers?
Like two butt cheeks coming together.
He made
like
crumbs out of your cracker. Sean?
I live by myself, so I never close my bathroom door.
He doesn't even have one.
He doesn't even have a front door. He just takes dumps on the lawn. No.
Even when I'm by myself, I shut the door, man.
No.
What if somebody like knocks on the door and accidentally comes in?
Well, so what? The door's still shut in the front. That.
You're in the middle of a shit. Dude.
I don't care. That's their problem, not mine.
That's like a
it's
meditative
my house.
Time, you know? Like,
I had to close it the other day. I had a friend, my buddy was over, and I was in the bath. I was like, wow, this door closes weird. I haven't closed it in so long.
I think Sean gets the best points on that
one.
Yeah,
he quite good. Clearly wins that round.
Okay.
All right, Sean, lover, brother, or mother, trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first? He's drinking coffee, I hope.
Water.
Water.
Who do I cannibalize
He almost
first?
Choked on it.
Who do I cannibalize first?
Yeah, yeah. Who's the first to be eaten? Your mother, your lover, your brother, trapped on a desert island.
Mother's Day was yesterday, so I'm not going to say my mother.
And your lover is, at this point, you can count your hand. Would you chop
my
up your
brother.
Own hand to eat it?
I got two brothers, so if one of them's there.
Rather eat a sibling than cut off his own
they'll
hand.
They'll understand.
Yeah, I'd have to go with Sean. I'll eat my bros. He won't go very far, but I'll eat him.
It'll get very
he'd go
what's that? William Golding on us, you know. Eli, where do you fall on this side of the line?
Well, I got a sister, but I would probably...
If you don't have a brother, your sister counts. Or your best friend, whichever you'd prefer to substitute.
Oh, well, then I'd eat my best friend.
Jumps at the chance.
Sexually.
But not the lover?
He wouldn't mind. No.
I don't think Sierra
he wouldn't
would
mind. She'd eat me
Oh, he did look at the lovely, non-talkative Sierra.
Eli
who's lucky she's not taking this quiz.
Yeah, no, she... Yeah, that's a tough one.
I think she'd eat Eli, frankly.
Adrian,
downstairs.
Yeah, that's also a hard one because I don't have a brother.
Best friend or sister also counts.
Yeah, I probably have to do my best friend.
All right. Fair answer. Sexually. Frankly, the most popular answer, second only to mother. Lots of people want to eat their moms, frankly.
I think they all think their moms would be good sports about it.
Right, because they're old. Themselves. Right, exactly.
I've lived a full life.
No. I'm marbled.
Just keep me in pieces so I could stick around longer with you kids. I love you so much.
All right. Adrian, what was the first concert you ever went? Like, big rock show concert.
AFI and Tiger Army.
Where was that at?
At the event, at Lawler, yeah.
Nice.
I was like 14.
Give me a year on that.
Ish. 2008-ish.
Oh my God. He's so young.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm like, oh yeah, no,
forget
I saw
that.
AFI.
Forget, there's always that one guy.
At Del Mar in the 90s. Yeah. Okay. Eli.
I saw Journey and Heart. And that was late 2000s.
Okay. But that's pretty respectable. Yeah, was cool. Was it Asian guy Journey?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he said, dude, he's a dead ringer.
Man, he killed it.
No, he's a dead goddamn ringer. I mean, really.
He killed it, man.
I have a question, Roy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Heart or Journey?
Man, I went there for Journey, but I
heart
left with
made
heart.
You have a heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extra points for that.
He does. Yeah,
I hate Journey. Totally I just worried. Have to throw that out there.
All right. Well, that won't be.
I like heart.
I have a couple.
MJ, what was the first concert you ever went to?
Lady Gaga at the MGM 3 years
Faggot.
Ago.
Bullshit.
3 years
that
ago.
That's like
concert?
The first like
rock
big
concert?
Like
that was
rock
the first
concert.
Big. Not. I've never. Yeah, rock. That
really?
Was my first, wow. That my first concert was Lady Gaga at the MGM, and she fucking killed
You're
me.
Like 30 and shit, right?
No, I'm 24.
Oh, all right. Well.
Yeah, but she was
Jesus
great.
Christ, you have old man face.
I do, man.
Get, like,
I
old,
will say, she had a curved
dude,
piano.
You have
like 30 in the
you
70s,
You have the receding
man.
Hairline of Morgan Freeman in the 90s. I mean,
it's
like,
not. It's because I...
He's got
he
a headband
just seems
on,
so
man.
Talented that he couldn't possibly be that young.
Oh, he's well, old
no,
soul.
No,
he's old soul.
Actually, Rick really nailed it. Michael, you have so much talent bursting from your body. I assumed so much of it was skill, not just God bless talent.
Oh, yeah.
Like
thanks,
time
man.
And experience.
Yeah, like jeez. Straight up, brother. Like serious.
Thanks, dude.
Like it's like velocity and force with a hose.
I have a lot
shit.
Of good inspiration, so they keep me going. You know, my friends are all super killing. And
they are
be able to hang with them. So
fucking all
right, Sean. What was the first show you went to?
Fall Jam '97.
Damn, fall, what like was at in the UNR Fall Jam '97.
Yeah, like, Keith Sweat.
Yeah.
Nice.
How old was your ass? Like
I was
14.
I was a freshman in high school.
Yeah, like 14.
I think SWV might have been there.
Damn.
It was a lot of mid 90s R&B.
Oh, dude, that's so awesome. Like that's why I don't like to admit it, Jam.
No, I totally have a Keith Sweat like playlist on my Spotify right now.
Hey, and you know, we all got to give it up for like what started all the BBD.
BBD?
Bell Biv DeVoe. Thank you. Okay. Pardon me. I screwed up the cool guy thing, so I'll say it all out loud and admit it. Bell Biv DeVoe. Shit. All right. Yeah. No, I get that shit. Thank you. How old are you, son?
I'm 34.
There you go.
Thank God someone is.
That's more our fucking generation. Jesus Christ. Sean, what is your favorite food when you've been drunk? While actively drunk, before you fall asleep, what is your favorite food?
Actively drunk?
Yeah, what do you crave when you're loaded? It's bad for you, and it makes you feel good. Right now.
Lately, because it's food trucks are out.
All right,
I've been
yeah.
Shout out to Nam Eats and their
Nam
Eats. Vegan burritos.
Oh, that shit is so amazing.
I feel like whenever I'm drunk, they happen to be there. I got one last week when I was a little tipsy.
And if you haven't seen it in print, NOMEATS, Nom
no.
Eats No Meats.
Yeah.
Check it.
Super clever.
It's
super
Irie, baby.
It's so good.
Apparently yeah. the
it's
best
so
feature
no, excuse
Reno
me.
Right
it's
now.
A towel. It's a towel.
Yeah, so
totally.
And I'm down with the buffalo burrito, the mac and cheese, tofu. burrito. It's, you wouldn't think it's awesome, but it is.
Wait, no. Mac
I'm not
cheese
vegan,
and
but
tofu.
That shit fucking rules.
All right, my fiance is like the executive chef over at Granite Street. I don't think she knows that they have a mac and cheese burrito, or she would like fucking dive bomb that shit like somebody like saving their buddy in World War II.
We used to make those and
jump on that like a
after
grenade.
After school when we were high. We'd make like,
yeah. I'm not,
with
I'm
a
not
bit
accusing
of hot
anyone.
Sauce.
I'm not accusing anyone of anything, but
I know it. I'm just saying, when they came up with that idea, was making that on a food truck.
Yeah, when
right
they came
now.
Up with the idea, like somebody
we
had
do like food
something.
Truck culture. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Deep fry it.
Michael, what is your favorite food to have when you're loaded?
Biscuits and gravy from Gold and Silver.
Yeah.
Nice.
Such a stereotype.
But, yeah. Dude, when it's fresh, that's the best.
Such a stereotype
ever.
Yeah. Of a Reno white.
And he went there very quickly.
I went
like,
there like
bam.
2 days ago, I think.
Yeah,
no,
he knew
situation.
That answer.
Yeah, I knew there. That. I couldn't wait to say it, actually.
You've been thinking about it all week.
You know what you like. Eli, what's your favorite drunk food?
Man, tacos. From any.
Do you like it in your face?
Yeah.
Any food truck, man. Any food truck with tacos.
Do you like Eli the taco bought 30
tacos. Do you
before?
Like the tacos that you can specifically get in the Sierras?
I get it. I get it.
Like, moving on, Adrian, downstairs. What is your favorite drunk food, sir?
Like two butt cheeks coming together.
It's literally always pizza. And it's so easy.
Pizza, sir. Thank you for your answer. I'm moving along and pretending like everything's normal.
I just got that.
Sean, where would you haunt, Sean?
What?
What's that?
Where would you haunt upon your death?
Where would I haunt?
Haunt.
Yeah, as a ghost.
Definitely my fucking school. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
I hope your kids all hear this when they're in their 20s. And then they might... No,
damn,
right.
I'm going to go ahead and... I would haunt my college.
Yeah,
like, that's what
is that college?
UNR.
All right, then.
I would haunt UNR.
Specifically, like Nightingale?
Specifically, the practice rooms. Yeah,
the church. Church.
If they could just see me every now and again, but not, like, wonder if they see me, that'd
just
be great.
Bugging them all the time.
Is that motherfucker still here?
Why doesn't he fucking graduate?
That's exactly right.
Hey, hey, 12 years, my friend. I was a 12-year graduate myself, but... Yeah. Eli, where would you haunt?
I was going to say the same, Church Fine Arts.
Church Fine Arts. You're also a UNR music guy. Yeah. All right, then.
That place fucks you up, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be as famous as like the Goldfield Hotel one of these days.
Actually, you know, it's morning time. You have to be at school again.
Oh. Or just like late night practice room sessions when it's all spooky in the hallway.
But I've had sex in the practice rooms before.
Yeah.
What about the recording studio?
We have a question about that, but it comes later in the quiz. Adrian, downstairs, upon your death, where would you haunt, my friend?
Probably in the house that the biggest amount of all my friends would live, or especially at Burning Man when they're all together.
Do you really think all of your friends in their adult life will continue living together, frankly?
You never know. You never know. But, I mean,
you're
22,
dude. None of them will ever live together. You will all go have your own dens and caves in your own domiciles. You will not keep living together in these big hippie communes.
Trust me, Adrian, I know. You'll text each other.
Sean, right? Thank you. Back me up here.
You'll text each other. Instead of smoking weed together, you'll text each other
while
you're
smoking
weed.
Separately.
Exactly.
Playing Xbox together.
Well, that's right. Why the Burning Man camp in there.
All right, fair enough. You're gonna haunt BlackRock.
Yeah.
Hey, worthy destination, my friend. Worthy destination. We're
no
all
one would
citizens.
Think you're a ghost, though. They'd be like, hey, but
it's just some
hell, dude.
It's just some dude who only shows up when we're all tripping. Weird. Yeah.
It's the wind in the dust.
All right, Adrian. So I'm just gonna go to this question now. It's Rick's favorite question. So.
Oh no.
Pleased to be explaining the age, location, and circumstances of the loss of your V card.
Okay. This is a funny story, actually.
Good. The funnier it is, the more points you get.
We'll be the judge of that.
I was
17? We will be the judge of that.
I was 17, and I was actually in the car. We were like trying to find a chill spot, and then my sister asked me to get something for her from her apartment.
to take.
You
to
were
my
with
parents'
your
house.
Sister?
No.
Oh
wow, that is funny.
You mean separately? Your sister asked you.
My sister calls me on the phone.
Oh, okay.
I'm with.
How old are you, sir? How
I'm 17.
Okay, okay.
And so I was just like, okay, perfect. So I have.
How old is your sister?
She's 3 years older than me. So.
No, does she live in the home or out of the home?
She lives out of the home.
And you're in the home?
No, I'm in my car. She's at my parents' house.
Where you live, but she doesn't.
Yes.
All right. No, this is all important details.
Yeah. So okay. She's at
now
the parents'
like
house.
There.
She's okay, at
go.
The parents'
Put
house.
My pants down.
I'm in my car.
In the closet.
She's asking me to go to her apartment. So I drive to the apartment with the lady.
Oh.
It's perfect. And so that happened.
You janked your sister's apartment.
Was it
her couch or her bed? Or
it was her bed.
Dining room table.
Does she know this, Adrian?
She knows because the only thing I fucked up is that I left.
Well, I think you fucked up
the condom
on her maid bed.
Oh,
my God.
Dummy.
She just comes home and her brother's used rubber is on her bed.
Yeah, that's the only thing I fucked up.
Hey, newfound respect, Adrian. Newfound respect.
That, all right. That actually is one of the best stories we've heard. And we've heard some pretty elaborate ones, but that one's pretty down home awesome.
Dumb kids, pay attention.
Or don't.
I did everything else right, I swear.
Or don't do it better because when you get interviewed on a fake radio show, it makes for a great story.
Makes it worthwhile. Yeah.
Are you and your sister still cool?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I would say
you guys,
so.
Do you guys know his sister?
No.
Oh, I would say make sure she listens to this. Eli, same question to you, my friend. Age and circumstances of your adulthood.
I was 15 or 16.
Ooh.
I was giving her a ride home. And we
so
stopped.
Speak.
How old was she?
And what were you driving?
Younger, older, within a age?
Oh,
range?
No, like same age.
All right.
Yeah, and I was driving a little tiny ass Ford Focus. But yeah, we were heading to her place.
So called because you really have to focus to fuck them.
You gotta find the space.
Well, they're going to her place. Keep going.
Yeah, we were going to her place, but her grandparents were home, so we decided to make a pit stop and. Mormon church parking lot.
Damn.
So you did do it in the car.
Right, I told you so. That's why
he
mentioned the make and model of the car.
The Angel Moroni
is
pissed.
Because really, make and model of a car is like a different route, like, you know, the suite versus the double at a hotel. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's less blasphemous if he did it in the parking lot, Rick. I don't
think
it's that bad.
Yeah. I mean, I parked away from the building.
Yeah, there you go. See, he had at least
the far side of the parking lot.
Yeah, the far side of the parking lot.
Wasn't my V card, but it was the grave of a Catholic nun. But anyway, let's go along. MJ.
Damn.
Where did you become a man?
I remember another time I lost my V card.
What was his name?
Another time?
It was in a half-built house under a full moon, and I was on psychedelics.
Of course you were.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That's pretty sexy.
Look at the smile on his face.
Sexy, dude. It was
that's pretty kind of like.
It was an experience, I'll say that.
You
I'm tripping balls.
You drop that.
We
and
dropped
that kind of drops a couple extra hundred couple points on your score there.
Nice.
But Sean. No, tripping while losing your virginity, that's like kind of crazy.
That's a lot to handle.
It was something.
Was it your first time tripping?
Dude, yeah, it was.
Wow.
See, there you go.
Yeah,
thank you.
Break on through to the other side.
I was 17.
Was this with friends of yours or some creepy guy who owned a bar?
It was with some friends, and then at one point, everyone lost their shit, and I was in a bathroom for like 2 hours. And I came out.
Are you sure it was really 2 hours?
No, it's
5 minutes.
It's
right,
like
right.
It was a simile. But I came out and everybody was gone. Like, they were literally like.
Oh, Rick's familiar
like,
with this
there.
Phenomenon.
Oh, God.
Just not there.
Never
so
taking mushrooms
like,
again.
Oh, well, there's me and my friend here.
Do you think that's what made you gay?
Probably, man. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that's what did it, but
everybody's a little bit gay in that situation.
Oh, no, but really, no, being in the middle of a trip and then walking out of the small space you've been in and finding everybody else gone from that scenario.
Yeah, I thought the rapture happened. I thought
frankly, when you and Rick should really talk about this later.
Everybody was talking around the campfire. We're in the middle of the woods in Dog Valley. I'm tripping on mushrooms really hard. I go into my tent to try to calm down for a second, and then they're all talking, and then all of a sudden the voices just stop.
We start whispering for a second. Dude, because
they
we heard
they thought
a noise.
They heard something, and so they snuck away like commandos.
The Dog Valley is no
and
joke.
Then I come out of the tent, and no one is there.
And we secretly hiked a quarter mile as fast as we could, and we're in our commando.
They were just silently removed by aliens. I fucking tripped so hard. I'm just like, where is everybody?
I don't need to be on mushrooms to trip out in Dog Valley.
Jesus Christ, that was awful.
It's a really great space to get in tune with the universe.
With your dick friends.
Rory, you fucking retarded douchebag.
And what we found out the next day was we were protecting our camp from my girlfriend, who couldn't find us but knew we had like weapons and like guns and
shit. Yeah, so they're creeping around.
And knew that we were all doing mushrooms and didn't want to stop the car and make a target of herself because we were out of our minds.
And they're tripping on mushrooms with guns. Like,
you were there too. You shot a gun.
Safety third.
Safety third, motherfucker. You got to be right.
I
got
to say, it really is fun to shoot guns on acid. It's like, it really, the way it rings across the hills.
I don't recommend it, but it is a mind-blowing experience without being mind-blowing.
Oh, fuck.
Find a backstop. Find a backstop.
It all turned out fine in the end.
Wow. Well, right. We've completely lost Sean.
Sean's on the virginity question.
And Rick, we've lost the old-timey music.
We did not. It's still playing.
So, I was a junior. I remember this because it was the week of Columbine. I was a junior.
No shit.
I was in training at my job.
Junior in college?
High school.
All right.
And
look at him. He's a good looking man.
Training. Yeah. And this girl's in training with me, and like we would talk on breaks, and she like totally.
Oh.
But I didn't know. I was clueless. I was a dumbass. I was totally clueless. And like she was like, oh, like, I'm going to go out with some friends Friday night, like after work. Do you want to
come? At this place, at exactly this time.
So yeah, like. We met up at like Jack in a Box, and she was like, "Oh, like my friends are like being lame. Do you want to go watch a movie at my house?" And we, like, her parents were at her mom was out of town. And
there you
do you
want
to play Barbies?
Yeah. So you were singled out of the pack by a wolf.
Yeah, I was totally she chose me. I like didn't know what was going on the whole time.
Hey there, sir.
And I was like, "This is happening." Like, to myself.
Good job.
Yeah. Which room were you in when you did?
There you go.
Her room.
Okay.
Yeah. Kept the classy.
No, like we all like give high vibes at the parents' room, but you know what? The her room? Yeah, that's sir. Good.
She had strawberry shortcake.
That's not the gold ring. That's not the brass ring. That's the platinum fucking crown, my friend.
She had strawberry shortcake comforter. I remember that.
Oh my God! You're pushing stuffed animals out of the way to bang her.
Basically, you cummed on strawberry shortcake.
I never thought
it's a little creepy.
Yes, sir.
Spunk.
But good job.
All right, rapid fire questions. Nick, go.
All right, here we go. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
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 Adrian.
Yeah.
Okay, Beatles all the way around.
We'll cue you, Adrian.
Let's go with the Star Wars or Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Adrian. You said Star Wars, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go with... Oh, no, Rory, I got some good ones here.
No, I wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, okay. I know. Ren and Stimpy or Beavis and Butthead?
Ooh.
Ren and Stimpy. Ren and Stimpy.
Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead.
Adrian?
I have to go with Beavis and Butthead.
All right.
Because you're an old fart.
Yeah, only because I don't know too much about the other one.
No, that's what I meant about Sean.
Let's go with... ooh, here's a good one. Michael Jackson or Prince?
Ooh. I have to say, I grew up on Michael Jackson. Like, my parents loved Prince, but I fucking loved Michael Jackson. I had my first record was like the Jackson 5.
Rapid
Christmas
fire,
album.
No explanation.
My bad.
Pick
my bad.
One. Mike, MJ. MJ, what do you pick?
MJ.
Michael.
Adrian?
Little Michael.
Mm.
Yeah. Or Michael Jackson nice all the twist. Way around. Okay.
Way to shit Ford on the dead, asshole.
Now, okay.
Prince just died. Did you know that?
Let's go with some other... Let's go with a food one. What do we got? Like, or how about this? Animals. Dogs or cats?
Dogs. Fuck cats.
Dogs. Fuck cats.
Dogs. Both. I like dogs.
Whatever. How about a food question? Dogs or cats? Sean. Hey, no, that's a joke. Nick, go on.
Yeah, because we already talked about food in the last, exactly. the last part of it. Let's go with weed or booze.
Oh, come on, weed.
Yeah, weed.
Yeah, weed. Booze in social situations.
Okay.
Weed all the rest of the time.
All right.
He needs a smoke
warrior.
Gay. Circumcised or not?
Oh, Riku. Circumcised or not?
Oh, circumcised.
I'm circumcised.
Circumcised. Not circumcised.
You right. win!
Hey, that's the correct answer,
extra
sir.
Extra skin means extra points.
Your parents didn't genitally mutilate you. Thank congratulations.
You. Exactly.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair? Go. Sean.
Sean can't answer this.
I'd like to keep my soul.
Ah! Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'd be gay.
Dirty cocksucker.
Yeah. You'd be gay.
Okay.
What? I already have some red hair on my beard, so.
You're going full redhead? You're
sure.
going no soul?
I don't care. I'd be gay. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
See me after the show.
Okay. We can make that happen.
He can test you.
Do you prefer a beard or a mustache?
Oh, my mustache suck. Beards all the way.
Did I have a porn star mustache?
I got one.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I
beard.
Beard?
Adrian?
Yeah.
You said a beard?
If I had to choose, then mustache.
What? Oh, okay.
As says the man
my
with
beard
like
without
a
my mustache
5-6 inch
weird.
Beard.
I know, but my beard without
yeah,
my mustache.
You look like a fucking like Scott Ian Quaker kind of thing.
Right.
Bob Dylan or Bob Marley?
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley.
That's a tough one. I'm going to have to go with Bob Dylan.
Adrian?
Bob Marley.
It's kind of the darkies against the whites there. Do you ever see that
namaste,
scene in Stripes?
Namaste,
No, it's like that scene in Stripes. He said, the black guys tell the white guys how to dance.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Stripes. Okay, Sean, you're with me. You know what movie we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, Bill Murray.
Thank you, sir.
John Candy.
John Candy, yeah. Yeah.
Top or bottom?
Oh, my God. Rapid Sean. Fire.
Top.
What is the question?
Top.
Top.
Top or bottom?
Oh, top.
Oh, okay.
No. Bill Murray or John Candy? Go.
Oh, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Sorry, Uncle Buck.
Bill Murray.
But it is a legitimate... All right, Adrian, you don't know who the fuck either of them are.
Yeah, I do.
All right, Bill Murray or John Candy?
Yeah, I said Bill Murray.
All right. Oh, sorry, I missed
you. All right, let's just wrap this up because it's taking a long time. But Creed or Nickelback?
Ooh.
Creed.
Nickelback.
Creed. I love Nickelback. It's an easy question.
Get the fuck out of here. All right.
And the magic question.
Oh, the very magic one?
Beatles or Star Wars?
But we were going to go with Michael Jackson
or
Beatles.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
Or the Beatles.
In a universe with only one.
You can only have one, so you got to pick which one.
No,
exist
see,
all right,
Nick, I'm going to object. That's a false question because,
they all said MJ and they all said Beatles.
No. I mean, with all due respect, you don't have MJ without the Beatles. He built
That's
upon
a
lot of shit that
That's
they
a good
did.
Point. Yeah.
Okay. You're right.
And the magic question is that universe where you have to pick one of differing art forms.
Divergent fucking bullshit.
And they all said Star Wars, right?
No, MJ and Star Wars.
MJ and Star Wars.
A world with either Michael Jackson or Star Wars. Pick one. And they're both around the same time. So
Michael
that's actually,
Jackson. This is not close.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
not even close.
Yeah, I'd probably have to go with that.
What about the Beatles?
Beatles or Star
Beatles
Wars?
Or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Beatles.
See, that does
Ooh,
change
we did have
the
a Star Wars, so that's
yeah.
good.
And I love Star Wars, but Beatles.
I just but got you into know, Star Wars.
If then if you did that,
but am I, but have you heard the Beatles?
I mean, with all due respect, hysteria. Am I right? MJ really did build upon a lot of stuff.
I was going to raise that objection.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Because then if only Star Wars and Michael Jackson existed, Michael Jackson wouldn't be
Michael Jackson turned the boy band into a solo pop hero.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's the torch.
We'll just say in this
there.
Universe that he still did it exactly the same way that he
fuck
did.
You, Nick.
Right. Fuck this
Michael
quiz.
Mara says fuck
total
you,
total him up, Rory.
I'm going to say it's actually quite a close race. Everybody's within 150 points of each other. But clearly, the outstanding winner is the biggest dick in the room, Mr. Sean Richardson.
Wow. That is a big one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
He's taking it out of his pants.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we edited that question out of the show, but when we measured everything, Sean actually did quite empirically have the biggest dick out of everybody in the band.
Don't be such a dick.
Rick, did we edit that? Sorry. Oh, yeah, we had to edit that because of all the names we said during it. Like, you know, yeah. Sorry, folks. Maybe next episode we'll air that segment. Exciting new segment of the episode.
I feel
episode.
Like Adrian should interrupt us like Kanye West and say he really had
you don't have the answers.
Hey, he could interrupt us with a 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, let's do a song.
Okay, how many more songs do you think we have time for? So we can
at least two.
We'll have you do one now. We'll say goodbye, and then you can do one at the end.
All right, MJ, call it.
All right, well, this next tune is called Steal My Love.
Yeah.
Don't steal away my love, don't steal away my love. Don't steal away my love, don't steal away.
Every thought I've ever had comes forth willingly. I make up new words cause these old words are killing me softly. So much keeps chilling me, coughing. And this world's so cold, my mind grows old as my outlook stalker. For every shade I see turns from gray to black. And I pray you lack the depth to understand me. This was never planned, see, not thinking I'm sinking into a storm and like the sun setting. It's my own regretting that leads to this darkness. Down so low, it's just easy to be heartless. Just easy to be heartless. Just easy to be heartless. Just easy to be heartless.
don't steal away my love. Don't steal away.
Damn, you guys cool. Like harmonize and rhythmize really well together.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Gee, it's been really nice having you on the show today.
Thank you. No, absolutely. Thanks, you guys. Hey, Nick, what do you have going on in the next week? Do you got anything you want to
sure,
talk about?
I'm not sure, but all I want to advertise is Marianarchy 12. Yeah. Benefit for Kula Dunn.
Kula. We got our good friend.
Tons of bands. Friday, May 20th. Saturday, May 21st, 2-day event.
Check us out on Facebook. It's Marianarchy Day 1. Type in Marianarchy.
Marianarchy, Roman numeral 12. You'll find it.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's two event pages, one for each day. You can check the schedules there.
We have about 30 bands playing between the 2 days.
Something like that. Yeah. Somebody counted up 23. I don't even know.
Ah, whatever. Yeah.
I don't know math.
Marianarchy was awesome.
That's right. You should come because that little girl will be playing early.
On Friday.
With Princess Bombs on Friday.
O'clock.
Right after
like
a
mom.
New kid band called Junk, who are going to be there.
Yeah. Awesome.
They come do their stuff, and then they get the heck out of there. But a bunch of other grown-up bands and stuff. And I could carry on and on about it. But we are limited on time, so just
it's Marianarchy, motherfuckers.
It.
You know,
you
we
know
talk about it
about.
Every fucking 6 months.
That's right.
It's for Kula this year.
Uncle Nick.
And that's if right. You're a fan, it really, if you're a listener to the show, you come to Jub Jubs, you've been to the Zephyr back in the day, you know who the fuck Kula Dunn is. And Kula got hit by a car last year, broke both of his fucking legs.
Hit and run.
Hit and run, no fucking insurance,
no
nobody
insurance
taking care
that.
Of for him.
Nope.
Kula has finally, very recently, in the last few weeks, said, fuck the walker, I'm really sick of this shit.
I saw him walking.
And is working around the neighborhood and shit, coming out to bars. I mean, he's taking his time, but he's recovering.
Got out to go see the Merman.
Kula cleans up really after awesome. You, motherfuckers, and he's bought you drinks and he's hung out with you. Come celebrate your friend. Seriously.
Yeah, and if you're a red shirt, he's one of us.
You're
so
goddamn right. Satisfactory, motherfuckers. Come to the show.
Right on. That's all I got, Rory.
Myself, I do want to throw out a shout out. This coming weekend is UNR graduation.
Oh, yeah. Congrats.
Wonderful.
And our good friend, our guy dropped something, but our good friend of the show, Dakotiak, Dakota Dreyer, finished classes last Friday and graduates with his electrical engineering degree this weekend.
Yay, Cody. Good job.
And I don't know about you, Brick, but I remember when hanging out with him in the kitchen when he quit being a bartender at strip clubs and said he was going to go back to school and make something of himself. And damn, if not, here we are, 5, 6, 7 years later, and here he is doing it.
Hi, nice. I'm Dakota, the gay bartender at Diamond Dolls.
Hi, Dakota.
And you know what? It's dude, Cody. Seriously, big props to you. Way to put your mind to like fucking doing something and overcoming challenges and doing it.
Suck it's, one dick, cocksucker for life.
Well, that was my challenge. Yours was getting a college degree.
We always knew that Cody was fucking smart enough to get through college, but he actually did it
to have the discipline
to
do
it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but really, and then on the very next day, he's getting married. So, congratulations.
Nice. Well, I didn't know that.
That's how you do it.
Crazy.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah.
Congrats.
Let's talk
buddy.
About that later.
Okay.
I mean, crazy exciting, not crazy.
It's
crazy.
Just crazy short and so exciting.
I
and
haven't
wonderful.
Met the young lady, and so I don't know how crazy it is.
We haven't talked in so long, I don't know her either. And,
but fuck. But we all
might,
know.
That might
we
be
love you, Cody.
Cody's way happier when somebody's with him, so.
Yes, fuck, he is.
I like the idea of somebody taking care of him.
And congratulations, Cody, on all your successes. You've been a big part of the early days of this show. You're a great dude, and You're a dude. You're a dryer.
We love you, Cody.
You're a and dryer.
You want to see who we're talking about? Look up the Liver Scars love song. He's the guy who beats up Felix.
Yeah, that's right. He's in the video. Yeah. Rick, do you have anything coming up this weekend?
I have sessions with Roxy Colley and
My track's already done. So.
Yeah, it's
Nick won't be here.
and Dusty Miles and the Crying Shame, a country album I'm putting together. And that's fucking wild doing country music. That's fucking it's just natural.
That's
and
your
clean
forte,
and
huh?
And
totally then, different from metal and sexually
and
ambiguous singer and, songwriter.
Right. It's just like natural and it's awesome and fucking and then all weekend I'm doing the Veg Choir again. So
oh, cheers.
So it's those three bands. Meanwhile, mixing and mastering Weapons of Mass Creation. So when you don't see me out at the
show,
it's because
Weapons.
Man, all right,
20 song album coming soon.
And
Eric Shapiro's
and
second
little,
appearance
I was
in the
just
show
say,
tonight.
A little throwback to the beginning of the show. Hey, big up to Eric Shapiro, the second year of Sculpture Fest. Great success. Weapons, one of the most exciting bands in Reno for the last number, like 5-6 years. One of the most
great
exciting
Pan,
fucking band.
Pan Pantoja.
And hey, his young son was our guest on the show last week. Axiom Pantoja.
He's awesome.
He had a lot
best
of good
name ever.
Great speaking voice and a lot of things to say.
He had some opinions, especially at the end.
He loves his uncle Mac Esposito.
That was magical.
Like
he was
a dog
doing that.
On point. He loves his uncle Mac.
That's gonna be the coolest, greatest kid ever.
No shit. Second, well, maybe to my kid, but
take a number, guys.
You're anyway. Right. No, Quentin's already grown, and he's like not dead and shit. So Nick wins.
All right, take that, America.
All right. All right. So when's the next time we can catch you, motherfuckers?
June 10th.
And where's Friday. Do you have a Facebook page?
We do have a Facebook
page. The Doctors of Feel Good. Check us out. We got links to SoundCloud and videos and samples of the music.
It's the easiest,
holla
most central place.
At us, yes.
Yeah. Holla at them. They're a great, exciting new band here in town playing a lot of shows in the next couple months because don't play every fucking week.
No.
But
once
you guys,
a month's good.
Definitely you guys not. Got three shows in the next like 8 weeks. That's perfect. Mm-hmm.
Unless you're playing out of town, then you play once in your town and once
dude,
out of town.
Dude, play every fucking day. You're touring, play every goddamn day. But no, but here in town, ladies and gentlemen, check these guys out. The Doctors will feel good. And they're going to give us out on a song right now.
Yeah.
Imagine what could be. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. break your mold. Truth be told, when time gets bold, it's time to get cold. In this world so cold, it's easy to forget. So you change what you can achieve, you change what you can be. Are killing our community. The world is not the problem here. It lies between you and me. Are you willing to make a change? Cause the winds have come astray. We destroy material steeples and unite as a people.
Gotta be it, gotta see it, gotta be it, gotta see it. For a chunk of spark, gotta be lit. So break your fit, break your mold. Gotta change, 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 gotta change.
Seems the whole world's gone crazy. Police are killing our community. No, see the world is not the problem here. It lies between you and me. Are you willing to make a change? Cause the winds have come strange. When we destroy material steeples and unite as a people.
That's some good shit.
But so far, I haven't been able to think of any place I'd rather be. I always have a wonderful time, wherever I am, whomever I'm with.
Dogwater Studios. Sorry.
Mr. Dowd vouches for you. Okay. One more peep out of you, Weisenheimer, and I'll buddy your necktie.
Yeah, sorry about that.